Hi, this is Bob from KTWH Radio in Two Arbors, Minnesota, and this is A Bit of Science. This bit was recorded in February of 2017. The topic of this bit is one of the major discoveries in physics that took place last year, the detection of gravity waves. At the same time of day on September 14, 2016, scientists in two different locations detected what has been determined to be gravity waves using laser-based detectors. According to a physics theory, gravity waves are ripples in the fabric of time-space caused by the collision of two black holes in the universe or other phenomenon of very large objects. Based on the signal that was detected at the two sites, one was in Louisiana and the other in Washington State, physicists estimate that the two black holes were about 29 and 36 times more massive than our sun, and that they collided about 1.3 billion years ago. The result is thought to be the creation of a single large black hole. Some of the mass of the black hole was converted into energy in the form of gravitational waves, according to Einstein's most famous equation, E equals mc squared. Einstein had predicted that this type of thing would happen as part of his theory of general relativity, and the existence of gravity waves were demonstrated in the 1970s and 1980s by physicists Joseph Taylor Jr. and Russell Hulse and colleagues that included Joel Weisberg. And they showed that the size of the orbit of a very dense rotating neutron star called a pulsar around another neutron star was getting smaller, and postulated that this was because energy was being lost as what they called gravitational waves. Taylor and Hulse won the Nobel Prize in Physics in 1993. Einstein's theory was presented in 1915, and significant work was done to relate the motion of space objects to the theory since then. But gravitational waves were not actually detected until this event in 2016. A physicist at Louisiana State University, Gabriela Gonzalez, was quoted as saying, "This detection is the beginning of a new era. The field of gravitational wave astronomy is now a reality. The creation of laser-based detectors called LIGO detectors made this possible. In plain terms, a LIGO detector of the type that was used is 2.5 miles long, L-shaped, and it's a tube that is kept at near-perfect vacuum. Inside the tube is a laser light, which is split into two beams and then travels back and forth through the tube. And the light beams are used to very precisely measure the distance between two mirrors, one placed at the end of each of the two arms of the L-shaped tube. According to Einstein's theory, the distance between the two mirrors would change by a very, very small amount when gravitational waves passed by. The detector was designed to be able to measure a change in distance of only 10 to the minus 15th meter, which is an incredibly small distance. On September 14, 2016, the two LIGO detectors both sensed the change very close to the same time. More signals have been detected since then, and the ability to detect these signals has enabled the ability to begin to seriously study the objects and events of warp time-space. The world of astrophysics is indeed a very strange one. For many of us, the ideas of astrophysics are difficult to relate to our sense of reality. If you're interested in these kinds of brain-busting ideas and you want to learn more about gravity waves, space-time, or other topics involving the universes around us, I suggest you start by looking up things relating to the basics of astrophysics rather than trying to understand everything involved in the complex theories all at once. And if you like science, how about weighing in on these bits of science? Tell me what you're thinking. If you're a student and you'd like to help to make these bits of science, you can contact me at liukk004@d.umn.edu. Leave your address or contact information, and I'll get back to you on how we might start. But for now, goodbye.